This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here, or in Paris, or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
That was Secretary of State John Kerry appearing at his moment.
Well, you know, I appreciate what the Secretary has to say here. But I think we need something, you know, a lot more definitive here. And I think this is why, you know, domestically, leaders here in this country have been disappointed with this administration, with what's going on. And it's a combination of things. I mean, you can look at this and understand that Belgium is overwhelmed. They're beyond whelmed. You know, they're just overwhelmed with what needs to be done. And as we've been reporting here, when you consider that less than, well, maybe about 1% of their GDP goes to national security, they just don't have the wherewithal. And they really need, you know, America to be there to, you know, kind of help them out. Not only America, but the rest of the EU. If they've really had, I mean, they got to just get down to the bottom of this. And, you know, there's so many moving elements to this deal. But if you, you know, if you look at it in a way that some people would, you know, reasonably, and say, wait a minute, you know, we've got to get control of the immigration and the migration that's going on. You got people coming into countries there in Europe that aren't assimilating. They're not thinking about what's good for, you know, Brussels. They're looking at setting up their own little enclaves. And, you know, just like in Paris, and I know it irritated a journalist that I spoke to before, but, you know, it's what they call no-go zones. But it's kind of like, you know, one of those words they don't want to, you know, terms they don't want to reconcile. But the fact of the matter is the police, they, you know, they don't want to go there. You know, they're going to go there maybe to collect bodies or something. But even then, it's, you know, they're heads down and, you know, they're keeping eyes open because it's not a safe area. This is what they've allowed. And, you know, what we see happening in Europe, Scott, is, you know, pretty much the same that we're seeing happening here in the United States. I mean, we're very casual about this stuff, and people think, well, you know, how can Trump say, you know, we don't want Muslims again? That's not what he said. What he said is, yeah, I mean, what he said is, look, we need to get a handle on this. When you've got our security people saying we can't vet these people, there's no way we can do it. And historically, I mean, we've interviewed people. I mean, former U.S. marshals have said, look, at Bill, you know, we've gone through this drill before. And we haven't figured it out, which is ridiculous. I mean, because this was happening back in the 80s and 90s. You know, we opened up the door. We have all these migrants come in. We're not vetting them. And then next thing you know, we've got problems in River City. And, you know, those things are thrown out the window. I mean, the people that experience the reality of these decisions, they're the ones that are up in arms. You know, they're like, oh, well, you know, the Kate Steinle family, they're going, hey, look, we got immigrants in here, you know, killing people. And it's like, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, they break the law. You know, ICE, doesn't pick them up. And, the local officials, you know, put them free on the street. I mean, the immigration policy is just absolutely insane. And this is what people are upset about because, you know, Washington isn't living with this. You know, it's almost like you got to bring it to Washington. You know, let them deal with the problem and see how fast it gets fixed. But because it happens in flyover country or it happens so far away from Washington, D.C. and the Beltway and their cocktail parties, it's irrelevant. But the people here are dealing with it, and they're going, enough already. And where is the common sense of all this? Well, this is Bill Martinez live. We've got the conversation continuing. We need you to be a part of it. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you. Glad you could be sharing a part of your day with us. This is Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Right now, John Hart is with us, the editor-in-chief of the conservative political website Opportunity Lives. He's the former senior aide to Senator Tom Coburn, an award-winning writer and journalist who nearly 20 years of experience in politics and public policy. John Hart, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
It's great. It's good to be back on, Bill.
Hey, you had an interesting take and perspective, and I can appreciate this regarding the GOP and conservatives. And you likened what's going on with the GOP to the French Revolution. I thought that was an interesting comment and bent. I think sometimes you can look at what's happening within the GOP, and you go, "Wow, have we been here before?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bill. I think the reason I use that is when you look back at that history, the American Revolution was about capturing institutions and reforming them, and creating a structure in our government with a constitution that would preserve liberty. So the goal was to create the right kind of government that kept the balance of power between the individuals and the government in the right perspective, with we the people being in charge. Whereas the French Revolution was just this: let's burn the whole thing down. It was a very destructive type of revolution. And I think what's happened within our own movement at times is there's an overemphasis on something that's called the establishment. When the establishment, as it's described this year, is really pretty weak. There's the average voter has much more power than they realize in our political system. And that's a really good thing, because of social media, because of talk radio, because of all kinds of outlets where they can get information, and they don't have to do what the quote GOP party tells them to do. And that's actually fantastic. That's a really good thing. But when people are so frustrated about their economic situation, about all the problems in the country that aren't getting solved, whether it's debt, whether it's, borders that won't be secure. And then you have politicians raising false expectations, creating false hope, and fomenting that anger rather than redirecting it towards solutions. You create a situation where, well, if things are really that horrible and things can't be fixed within our political system, let's go for someone like Donald Trump. So in some ways, and look, I'm actually supporting Cruz right now over Trump. But Cruz had a lot of responsibility in this with the government shutdown, where he said, look, if we just stand firm, we'll be able to deny President Obama his signature achievement. And at the time, there were a lot of conservatives who said that's not a smart way to advance the conservative cause. And in fact, those critics were right, who included my former boss, Tom Coburn. So again, now we're in the spot where everybody was already upset. Conservatives got people even more angry, in a non-productive way, and we're facing the possibility of Trump taking over the Republican Party, and someone who's not a conservative, I would argue. You know, he's a populist, but doesn't have any core values or convictions.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts to all this, John, and some would say it's a perfect storm, and I understand why the French Revolution idea here, because people are extremely frustrated because they've seen the government around them move very quickly on things. I mean,
right?
John, who would have thought in a matter of an administration that DOMA would be taken out? When we had millions of people voting across the country. One man, one woman, and all those votes got vacated by a judge in San Francisco. One judge on his own.
Right.
And so, but yet these very same progressives say, oh, we need to protect the vote. Oh, do you really? Well, you just vacated 8 million in California alone, not to mention the rest of the votes across the country from one man, one woman, and you disrespect the vote. And the people are finally, they've had it with, even though, they understand the due process of our government, and when it moves in due process the way our founding fathers intended, it's okay. But when you've got people taking shortcuts and coming through the back door and forcing their will upon the people, they've had it, and they're about ready to, as you say, kind of just burn it all down, what the heck?
Right. Well, it's an entirely rational anger, because you've got a president, Barack Obama, who, as you put it, he repeatedly violated the constitutional process with executive orders. Mm-hmm. He did that on amnesty. He did that trying to get judges or the labor relations board person through the Senate when the Senate was in recess. So he continuously has gone around the Constitution, and folks are fed up. And it makes perfect sense to be angry. They should be angry. And then the choice is, immediately before us in these final few states, is, are you going to have someone like Ted Cruz who's flawed, but he's a conservative at the end of the day? Whereas Trump, there's no guarantee that Trump is going to put judges on the Supreme Court who are going to defend the Constitution, will defend conservative values. And, the fact is we've got all three branches of government on the ballot, where with Justice Scalia's death, the court is split 4-4. We've got the Second Amendment itself is in peril. So you've had the left, continually create these new rights that didn't exist and systematically undermine rights that do exist very clearly, like the Second Amendment. So it's critical that in people's frustration, they don't act too rashly. And Trump, in my view, would be acting too rashly and not going for somebody who's really going to defend the Constitution and the system that we all love and want to protect.
Well, John, what I'd hoped for, with the 17 candidates that we had to choose from, last year, is that there would be, like anything, and you've seen this happen before, is we always say the cream rises to the top, that there's going to be a leader who's going to be able to understand where the people are and to be able to articulate a vision that he can get people behind. Right now, the closest thing we have to that is Trump, as disturbing as that is, because he, he's been dealing with all this stuff. And I'm not necessarily, for Trump, but I'm frustrated like a lot of conservatives, and that is that, something has got to give here, and I keep looking to leadership. Here we have a perfect case in point, the void of leadership when you've got a president that's more interested in his tango step than dealing with what we're dealing with in Belgium, for example.
Yeah, no, that's just outrageous that's happening. Look, and the failure of leadership is a huge part of the story, too. I mean, when you look at what hasn't happened in Congress, it's fairly astonishing that, we've had control of the House and Senate, and we've known for years what needs to be cut in government, but there's been a real reluctance to go through the spending bills one by one and reduce spending by 10 or 20% and get all the fat and duplication out.
Exactly.
What people want is a fight, but what leadership needs to give them is a smart fight.
Exactly.
Not just a fight with people grandstand, but a real fight.
Yeah, John, we got to go to break. John Hart is with us. We got more from John Hart on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 14 after the top of the hour right now.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, A Classroom Answer could cost Grace Wesley everything.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Free, God, free! God's not dead, he's dead alive! He's living!
God's Not Dead 2. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to the best of Bill Martinez live.
Thanks, God Almighty. We are free at last.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with John Hart continues, editor-in-chief of the conservative political website Opportunity Lives. In spite of the complex causes of Trumpism, globalization, wage stagnation, the collective failure of both parties to solve problems, and so on, John says that conservatives are part of the blame, right?
Well, unfortunately, yeah. I think what happened again with this GOP's French Revolution, as I called it, is there were certain elements of the conservative movement that recognized the depth of the anger in the country, which is justified, as we talked about a bit ago, of the executive orders, economic stagnation. But rather than redirecting that towards solutions that will work and create opportunity, you know, actually replace Obamacare with a better version, there was a group of conservatives who raised expectations about instantaneous change that wasn't going to happen. And then people got more upset. And if you tell people long enough that, look, there's no one in Washington who's trying to fight the good fight, then they'll decide, gosh, maybe Donald Trump really is the better alternative. And so what's happened is Ted Cruz has lost control of his own narrative. And Trump is in the lead. And in spite of my critique of Cruz, I think Cruz would be a much better president than Trump. Mm-hmm. But he's part of I think what he needs to do is again understand how this really came about and make some course corrections and bring people into his camp.
Well, I think in both cases, what I always look for is the message. In lieu of the message, then you better have lots of money. In Donald Trump's case, he's got brands. I mean, he is a ratings getter, and so the media love and hate him. They don't like the message, but they love that he delivers bodies, and they're increasing their circulation and the eyes and ears, you know, to their varying media outlets. So they're all for Trump right now. I mean, it's kind of comical in that sense. Yeah, but my point being is that really it's the message that we're looking for to trump all things. And whether it's Cruz or even John Kasich or whoever, has got to come with that message, that vision that, kind of like that, in that play, Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, you know, tell me again, Lenny, where are we going? You know, America needs to know where we're going and believe in the message and the direction. We haven't had a clear set vision, I believe, since JFK when he said, hey, we're going to be the first country to go to the moon, and look what we did in 10 years, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think Reagan had a very clear message. And, again, I think what you said there is really important because I think that's true. You have to have a clear messenger. You have to have someone who both connects with where the electorate is, but also gives them an aspirational, hopeful, specific vision. And that's what JFK did. That's what Reagan did. And I don't see that yet from Trump. I think he's tapped into people's anxieties, but I don't think he's spoken in a very aspirational sense. It isn't really clear what he wants to do. His agenda is fairly incoherent.
Right.
And Cruz isn't aspirational enough yet. That's his challenge.
Well, Trump has really made it a hot cold kind of expression. You either love him or you hate him, and then and with Cruz, you're really not so sure. And it's again, leadership takes you from where you are to where you need to be, and articulates what that looks like. And all we know is 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track. I say good observation. Okay, what does the right track look like? And that hasn't been articulated much the same way like with Obamacare. I mean, I'm so frustrated with our legislators there in D.C. I mean, we've been chewing on Obamacare for 6 years now. We just celebrated the 6th anniversary this week. And we've been celebrating it, and we still hear repeal and replace. You mean to tell me in 6 years you can't articulate a clear vision of what what we have and why it's,
Right, what the alternative is?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
That is probably the key point I wanted to get across in this piece is it is absolutely vital to present the alternative and take that all that frustration and then redirect it towards a positive end, which is an alternative, which is a different vision. And when Obamacare was really being developed, I was very proud of my former boss, Tom Coburn. He got together.
I got to say, I love Tom. You know, I'm a Tom Coburn fan. I think you and I have had this discussion before, and I miss his action. And we were talking a little bit, in terms of, the line-by-line waste that's gone on. And, of course, before Tom left, I mean, he articulated clearly there was over $400 billion in duplicate waste in the budget, and it just kind of fell on deaf ears,
Exactly. Well, there are a few people who pick it up, but not enough, and it takes real political will. So what happened with the Obamacare fight is, even before Obama was elected, Coburn understood, and I remember sitting with John McCain's campaign team, and he laid out a vision for consumer-directed healthcare, where the individual is in charge of healthcare, and this, he laid out this beautiful, positive, very serious, substantial plan that addresses the problems that exist today and takes us to a better place tomorrow. So McCain wasn't a great messenger for that. It obviously didn't work. Obama won the election. But even though Obama won, Coburn got with Paul Ryan, and they wrote the first Obamacare alternative called the Patient's Choice Act before Obamacare had even passed. So we didn't win that fight. Obamacare passed. But he was fighting. He knew at the very beginning of all this that you cannot just oppose Obamacare. You have got to put forward an alternative that describes for people in some detail what it looks like when you have a free market system. And to argue that that system is going to be a lot more fair, a lot more just than having than growing the government's role in healthcare. And the problem is we haven't had enough of our own people, and it's because they're politicians. Because what happens is people, a politician thinks, okay, people don't like Obamacare. I'm going to run against Obamacare. I'm going to talk about these slogans, repeal and replace, et cetera.
Right.
And they want to tap into that frustration without actually offering the alternative. And that is what is the French Revolutionary mentality, where you're not really following the spirit of America, which is let's create a system of self-government where we're always trying to attain power in order to devolve power to individuals and states. And that's what has to happen. And the president and the candidate that figures that out, Reagan understood that innately, and that's why he was successful. Trump doesn't understand it, and Cruz doesn't quite understand it as much as he should. He's a little bit double-minded on it in terms of being political versus being a real statesman and leader.
Well, John, what you just touched on is so profound and critical and strategic. It, you know, you want to shout it from the rooftops, you know, to these politicians, because what they've abandoned are just absolute core values that bring you to the dance no matter what. It's kind of like, you know, you have a checklist system when you're flying a plane. You got to go and check certain things to make sure everything is working so that the plane stays in the air, right? And
absolutely.
And this is what's happened, I believe, with conservatives and with our government, is that we've abandoned. We want to reinvent the wheel all the time instead of saying, hey, look, at you know, when you lose your way, you go back and say, well, what's the systems here? What did we fail to do? What did we let go in order to find ourselves in the mess that we are in now? I mean, most businesses, I've been in business most of my life, John, and,
yeah.
You know, we live from quarter to quarter. And so
right.
We find out pretty quick if things are, you know, you got problems in River City. And what most CEOs will do is they'll get their team together and we say, okay, where did we make the wrong turn? And we go back to when things were good and we reevaluate and find out, okay, what do we need to do? But in this form of government, we just keep on going. And no matter
yeah.
who falls off the cliff, we just keep on going, and somehow we feel like we're going to spend our way out of it or something, you know. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. So your analogy of the French Revolution has people so frustrated. They're saying, well, the heck with this. Let's just burn it all down. We'll start all over again, you know.
Yeah, but what you just said is really it's really hard work to make this course correction. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's what has to happen to government. Is what we did in Coburn's office was incredibly hard, very tedious, but he made a real impact.
Yeah.
Because he was willing to do the work and not put himself first, have a long-term vision and not just a short-term.
Right.
So
Well, the passion and my old boss used to say, are you willing to fall on your sword for it? And that's what we need. We need leadership that so believes so passionately that they're not worried about getting reelected. They're committed and convicted enough to take it to its full completion, even if it includes them not being reelected. John Hart, as always, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
on the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Well, welcome back, America, on this Good Friday as we head into the Easter weekend. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We come to you in over 270 markets across the country, 3 hours every day, from 9 to noon Eastern, including on shortwave around the world. So thank you for joining us. Especially right now, we got a big treat for you. We have the Aiello brothers. We have the writer and the producer of the movie Written. Hey, guys, how we doing?
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good to have you with us. You know, for the people who have not seen it, I know some have been saying, look, I want to see Risen. This is going to be part of our Easter weekend. And we say, great, you know, get out there. If you haven't seen it once, twice, brought neighbors. This is an epic biblical story. Paul, you wrote the story. So tell our audience, give them a real quick summary of Risen.
Well, it's the story of the resurrection, but told through the eyes of a Roman who is tasked with burying Christ and then witnesses him after the resurrection. So it's like an outside view of the story that we all know so well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick, as the film's producer, you know, how did this idea come about? Because, you know, here it is on the heels of many faith-based films, and of course, probably the most notable one, we're talking about Passion of the Christ, which did astronomical numbers. So when you guys were talking about doing a Easter story, a resurrection story from a different perspective, how did that come about?
It was Paul's idea, and he can tell you more about
it. It's all his fault?
The idea did come from the Passion of the Christ, Bill. It was, you know, that was a very powerful, grueling experience. We're both Christians. That was a hard movie to watch. But the thing that really hit me at the end of that film, when Christ stands up in the tomb, cleansed the blood, and he's resurrected, and he walks out into the world, I thought to myself, now that's the story I want to tell. Mm-hmm. And we just saw the Passion of the Christ. Now let's talk about the glory of what happens next. And that's where we started, right there.
Uh-huh. And Paul, you had something to interject regarding, you know, that you would take the idea from, you know, from somebody who was in a position of authority. I mean, you're talking a Roman centurion. I mean, this is, you know, would be likened to, you know, an officer of the court today, right?
Well, this is Patrick speaking.
No,
so
I'm sorry.
Let me address that. Paul came up with this and wrote the screenplay, and the brilliance of it was he was telling the story from an outsider's perspective, an agnostic, if you will. So
Yes. That
was the approach that we decided upon. In other words, we wanted to be fresh. Mel's movie is very much right there. You're with the people of the Bible. You're with the disciples. You're with Christ and the Romans. We wanted to do something fresh to where the audience could come into it from a mystery thriller genre and then receive the accurate, historically told story that we know so well.
Exactly. Well, Paul, you know, the challenge of engaging a 26 audience to a 33 AD story. I mean, you Barry, I got to tell you, it was brilliant. And you accomplished, I believe, your goal in taking people, you know, back to 33, because you had this sense that this is really what it looked like. This is what it was all about during this period of time.
Yeah, that's also the brilliant direction of Kevin Reynolds and also Joseph Fiennes in the lead role. I mean, he brought a contemporary storytelling edge to the direction, and Joseph Fiennes' performance is very contemporary as well. The goal was, most Christians know this story, so, you know, the whole idea was to put you on the ground in Jerusalem to watch this unfold, and maybe just a couple streets over, and that's why I went with the fictional character, because like in Ben-Hur, when you have a fictional character seeing these events, it was the same kind of approach because, you know, everything, when you read the Bible story, it's very short, just five chapters in the Bible. So the idea was to flesh this out and show what was going on in Jerusalem and how this was affecting not just the people in the Bible, but how it was affecting Pilate, how it was affecting Joseph of Arimathea, to see these people like they were living, breathing human beings. And to bring the audience in through Clavius, who has this great character arc, like everybody that comes to Christ, there's a realization when you start to think, wow, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we wanted to tell the story through someone's eyes that wasn't a believer, because I think everyone that's a Christian kind of goes through this experience of hearing about it, thinking about it. When you dig in, you realize it's real.
Exactly. Well, Patrick, you know, we touched on, you know, the passion just blowing all expectations. And then, you know, it's like it really opened up the genre for faith-based films in a big way, you know, because you had Facing the Giants, which proved to Hollywood that the faith audience was not a one-off and that audiences wanted more. Since Facing the Giants, you've seen a slew of faith-based films more every year. Yet for all that, Risen is the first biblical epic. So what made you think audiences were ready for something like this?
Well, it's very simple. The term faith-based is, I think, a very narrow corridor. And what we intended to do, and what I believe we executed, was we created an all-audience, broad-audience film that is a mystery thriller in its genre, but is respectable and accurate, historically and biblically, to the core audience. So, in other words, we weren't striving for a faith-based film. We were striving for a all-audience film. Now, that ties back into Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ and the biblical epics, which in the 50s and 60s, like The Robe and Ben-Hur and Ten Commandments, all of those films were all-audience films. That was our intention. The tag of being a faith-based film, I think, narrows your market. And we would rather go bigger and keep it more user-friendly, but respectful and accurate concurrently.
And I, you know, Paul, and I've got to say this, is that you walk a little bit of a tight wire, so to speak. I mean, you're both Christians, so you understand the Bible, and that when any time you're relating anything from the Bible, you're on hallowed ground here. And so you've got to really be true to the message, but yet still you want to open up the dialogue, as Patrick just said, to everybody so they can relate to the story and not feel like they're being proselytized here.
Right. Well, I mean, with the script, we vetted it very heavily with a lot of priests and rabbis to make sure we were there. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Easter, to me, is the most important day of the year. And we were trying to make an inspirational film of hope and faith. We're in pretty dark times, Bill, and like Clavius, who's kind of trapped in his life, we think he kind of stands in for modern man. He has, like, nowhere to turn. He wants a day without death. It's like everybody, you know, and we're just trying to say, hey, there is a way out. This is, you know, look in this direction. And that, you know, that was the purpose. Trying to take the essence of the Gospels was the goal. And talking to a lot of people that do this professionally, like priests, they were like, yeah, you're on the right track. It feels like a novel. I don't want it to end. And that was the goal, is to breathe some life into these other characters.
Very well. Patrick, regarding the character Clavius, did he develop the way you expected him to develop as far as his character in the movie? And what did he bring to the role that you didn't foresee? It may have surprised you.
Well, that's a very good question, Bill. The point of Clavius was to take him from darkness to light. That's the structure that Paul developed through the screenplay. And what I mean by that is he is, in many ways, Clavius, he is us in the audience. And as he makes small sacrifices and changes throughout the picture, which is the theme of resurrection and redemption, he inevitably has a big change at the end of who he is as a man. And Joe is very intelligent and understood that. He's classically trained, and he is a voracious reader and very picky with his roles. So he understood we were taking the character from darkness to light, and he understood how that disseminated to the audience. Everyone in the seats, we all make changes. We all have the chance to redeem ourselves, resurrect ourselves, and become new things. And that was the point behind Joe's character and the development that Paul followed.
And it's the story, Patrick, of Easter, isn't it?
Well, yes. Just to be clear about this, this is the first film ever to show the first Easter. And it's accurate, and it's historically accurate, biblically and historically. And it's by no chance or coincidence that we are now finding ourselves in the Holy Week and Easter upon us. So it is the perfect movie to see, or to see again if you have already seen it.
Exactly. Paul, I'll let you wrap it up. We got about 15 seconds here to invite everybody to enjoy their Easter with Risen this weekend, huh?
Yeah, please come, and happy Easter, everyone.
That's great. Patrick and Paul Aiello, the Aiello brothers from the movie Risen on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming on. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This report is brought to you by MileIQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com, Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casado.
Ah, muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Honey, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
Well, our own Lucy girl is with us right now, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, America. Bill Martinez here with Lauren Kitchen Stewart. I wonder somewhere Ricky said, hey, one day there will be a president going back to Cuba. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that on the horizon or not. Happy Easter, everybody.
Hey, happy Easter. Not only that, but that he's going to tango in Argentina. So now there's no reason to cry for Argentina now.
There's no reason. Absolutely.
Yeah, why not? What you know, I tell you, he is really getting scathed here, you know, because people, first of all, you're going there, and it's like every optic that he could do wrong, he did wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. Let's take a picture in front of Che Guevara. Oh, yeah, let's do that, you know. Let's fly into Cuba, and Raul doesn't even meet him there on the tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's go to a baseball game right after we just found out that we've had all these murders in Belgium, and do the wave and look cool and do all that. And now we go to Argentina and we're tangoing. It's like who's got a handle on this circus?
Well, and then to say, well, it's no different than after 9/11 that Americans went shopping or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. The next day they went shopping. I'm just like, are you kidding? My 86-year-old dad and I are in the kitchen where one of our televisions are watching his speech, just going, ah! I mean, it's like, and my dad said that. He mentioned circus. I mentioned clown. All that same vernacular was coming out in our house.
Okay, so it isn't just me. I just thought, wow. I mean, it's me. Well, the good news is he only spoke for about a minute on the problem. So, you know, I guess that was okay.
Yeah, and that was so aggravating. We were just like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Not only are you not coming home, but then you're not even going to give that credence. I don't know. He's checked out. He's always kind of been.
You know, we've been saying, Lauren, you know, I was telling somebody else, it's the apologetics tour part due. You know, if you remember when he first, excuse me, I'm still dealing with that cough, you know, and you sound a lot better. So you've gotten through yours. But anyway, when he first, you know, was elected, of course, he went to Europe and was apologizing to everybody on behalf of America. And now he goes to Cuba and he apologizes there just to kind of wrap things off. So we got both bookends here all in place now.
Yes, just in time for him to make his exit. He's
just
trying to tidy things up in a nice little package with a bow around it.
Hey, so I want to talk to you about this Trump Cruz, you know, bring our wives and fight and all this stuff, and Cruz, you know, man, he did the slam down. I mean, he wanted to go WWF on, on Donald Trump. What's going on here?
Well, he cursed last night.
I know. What is going on here?
Ted Cruz curses? Well, I think he has had it. And today they were saying, what are we going to do with this? He's like, well, he's not going to get the nomination, period. So we're not even going to have that conversation. It's not going to happen. And, it was a little bit convoluted because they were saying a super PAC, Mormons Against Utah are the ones that tweeted the picture of Melania. And I knew that was coming out. I mean, I think anyone that's kept up with, politics, with Trump, that was coming out. I mean, I knew that she had posed nude. I've had that conversation with friends, and we've said, when's that going to take place? But then I've heard other people say it wasn't a super PAC, so I think that's still a little bit up in the air. But regardless, Cruz did not post it. It was not him that did it. And then Donald Trump, came back against him, and I was trying to make sure, now, was Trump, did Trump say that, or was it a super PAC or an independent party that said that about Cruz's wife? But I think Donald Trump did, and it's spilling the beans. It's like, and then he's leading people to believe she has this dark past, and it's more craziness. It's just
the problem we have though, Lauren, in this political cycle is you've got so many fingers in the pie. You got Soros's fingers. We got all these other Democratic PACs, and they're all stirring up the soup here. So it's not just conservative on conservative any longer.
Right.
I mean, you got Democrats and Soros and Black Lives Matter, all these other interests that are interjecting themselves into the conversation, stopping, people's First Amendment rights, blocking people from going to a Trump campaign meeting or whatever. It's very convoluted.
Did he not realize that it was not Cruz or his camp necessarily that did that when he came out against his wife? That's what I was trying to figure out, because if you're going to be involved in that whole arena, every single thing you've ever done since kindergarten is going to be magnified. It's going to come out, and you have to develop a tough skin and learn to let it roll. And I think for Trump, he's not used to that. Most of these politicians are. They've been in that whole, ball of wax for years. They've had to learn to go, I'm just going to deflect it, let it go. He's not used to that. He's used to being surrounded by people, probably more than likely. I'm not saying he's not in situations, where he has to deal with people that are against him. But most people are on his side. He's the leader. He's the boss. He's in control. And I'm just surprised that he didn't realize this was going to come out. Now, how are we going to handle it? And that's the thing that is frustrating to people that are trying to figure out what to do. Which way am I going to go? Am I going to go with Cruz? Am I going to go, with Trump? Am I going to vote for Trump if he does get the nomination? And when they see this, you just go, why are you being so knee-jerk?
That's
not presidential. So we're back to that issue again with, you can't act like a kid on a playground and be a bully like this.
Well, and so to your point, he's not a politician, so he doesn't understand the rules of the game. He's a business guy, and in business, hey, you punch me in the mouth, I punch you harder. And that's what he's doing.
He said that. Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I guess we're all just kind of, continuing to watch. It is good because we're involved and we're having these conversations about super PACs, and we're learning things that we haven't talked about before. At least in my household, this has never been common conversation and knowledge to go, oh, wow. And so it is helping the American people to become involved because we care about America, and we want somebody in that office that's going to be a spectacular person, especially when we're watching all that's been going on with our current president this week.
Right.
We don't want that again. We want someone that cares about people, someone that's knowledgeable, someone that's wise, somebody that knows how to handle, foreign matters, get along with people that cares about our country, that deeply cares, that we're going, he's making the decisions we would be making if we were in his position on behalf of our country.
Exactly.
And I think we're all still going, what's going to happen? Because if you're listening to talk radio, if you're listening to news, you're hearing all types of different things with what's going to happen at the convention. Boy, I tell you what, you're not going to be able to peel any of us away from the telly on that day.
It's reality TV in a whole new way. Can you imagine if the Democrats, with everything that's going on, Democrats keep saying, hey, look at the Republicans. That's because of all the pending stuff. If this FBI investigation really does happen, I mean, there's more proof. In fact, we just found out yesterday where Hillary's emails go back further than what she released, and it's like, oh, you know, and so, you know, she's got her IT guy who's got to get out of jail card, and maybe Uma Ahmadine's going to get one, and, you know, they're lining themselves up. So what do you do if your standard bearer all of a sudden finds herself in an orange jumpsuit?
Well, and we're even at this place that she's probably going to get the nomination. In that she's under investigation or will be under investigation, and then I think most of us are going, what are y'all waiting for? This is critical.
Exactly.
And you know, you can't just keep taking your time getting your case together when this person could be the nominee, and that it's even possible. Because years ago, Phil, that wouldn't have been possible. Listening family, that wouldn't have been possible. If she was, you know, even in that whole ballpark of possibly being indicted, I don't think she would be allowed to even be putting her ring in the hat, which, I mean, that wouldn't even happen. Her hat and ring, that wouldn't take place.
Well, right? you got her or Bernie Sanders, so that's why she's still in play at this point. It's kind of ridiculous. Hey,
but
let's have a little...
The polls, let me ask you, if you look at the polls, though, the polls are crazy, because it's saying, well, if Kasich or Cruz runs against Hillary, they will win. If Trump runs against her, he won't win. But then if Bernie Sanders, you know, runs against all three, he will win. And I'm like, that's all craziness. How could that be? So I guess we don't even need to get sucked into that.
Yeah, well, it's just like being in a bucket of gum, and here we are, you know. So
a bucket of gum?
We are in a bucket of gum talking about all this stuff.
I'm gonna steal that. I haven't heard that term before. That's like being lost as an Easter egg. Now, that's another one for y'all.
Exactly.
Meet somebody and go, man, they are lost as an Easter egg. And that's appropriate for this weekend.
Exactly. Hey, you got Billy Joel tonight, huh?
Yes, we're
going
to that? Billy Joel at the Memphis FedEx Forum. I've never seen him in concert, and so we have been listening to Billy Joel music all day long. Cannot wait. So I'll have to give you all a report on that, because don't you know that's going to be a great concert. And it was
that's
going to
be awesome.
Than Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
His tickets were like twice the price. So we're a little higher up in the nosebleed than we were at Barry Manilow.
Well, we went and saw Los Lobos the other night. We, you know, a couple versions of La Bamba. We were, you know, rocking and rolling. It was great with the Ballet Folklorico. And we had a good time, so we did a little cha-cha stuff. I mean, hey, you know, we can do what the president did. I mean, he's tangoing in Argentina. We're dancing with Los Lobos here in Florida. Why not?
You're just trying to keep up.
Hey, doing the best I can. I mean, after all, I mean, I didn't get a chance to go to Cuba and take my whole family and my entire posse there at the people's expense. But hey, you know, maybe he's going to come back with a 57 Chevy. I say, you know.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. I'd be prepared for anything.
That's where they all are. They're all down there. But anyway, enjoy Billy Joel. That should be a great... I mean, his breath, his discography is just endless, isn't it? All the music? Oh, man.
Every single song will know every word, and that doesn't happen often. But you all have a wonderful Easter. He's risen.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. There she is, the Lucy girl. The one and only Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez. Say goodnight, Lucy.
Good night, Lucy. Love you guys.
Adios. Okay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.